All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
I need an entire reality show about G's life, Giannina.
You know what?
She's the perfect reality star.
She is. I was watching this and I thought I would totally.
Her and her mother. She's got an adorable dog.
Yeah.
She's empathetic. She lets the audience in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I want for her.
I love her. I also forgot how much I love Diamond. It was so long ago.
Love is blind after the altar.
This is love is blind. Love is blind.
I think we got to see a little bit more of who Diamond is than we did on the original.
I'm calling it now. Diamond's going to be on season two.
And so is LC.
Yep. So is LC.
Those were my picks.
And then,
now, I don't know in what circumstance, because unless they gave them fake names.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they would do that.
They could give them fake names.
But that's not really being truthful with who they are. That's
it's really blind.
Kind of the idea of the show is that, I don't know, who cares? I'm not a producer. Pay me and I'll tell you what to do.
What if they just called each other names like by colors? So people were red, blue, pink.
That is such a stupid idea.
Azure. And so you didn't know.
No.
The whole time you're in love, you're saying, Periwinkle, will you marry me? And then once you meet them, you find out their name is, you know, Chad.
That is dumb.
It's not great.
No, you should. Why not just call them numbers?
Yeah.
Seven, you're the love of my life. 12. I knew from the beginning.
3, will you marry me?
Miss M, I think you're the love of my life.
My name is M.
Well, now LC goes
Mr. P.
LC goes by LC.
Because probably her name's Lauren. That's what I thought.
Because there was already another Lauren.
Yep.
So she goes by Lauren. It'd be like if Bennett went by Matt. And Diamond maybe could go by her middle
Barnett.
Name.
Barnett, you just called it.
What did I say? Bennett. Oh, that's my friend's little dog, Chihuahua. So cute. The one that used to live under me, the neighbor you wanted to have sex with, who's a scientist, that you fucked that up.
Could I drop you on your head again and hopefully that would be fixed?
I don't know. Something's rattling in there.
I don't know about a guy with a Chihuahua. I don't know how I feel about that.
No, they're the cute kind. They're not the kind that are like shaky and scary.
Yeah.
They're the kind that come up to you and want to play and they're sweet.
That I'm okay with.
Yeah. I didn't like Chihuahuas before, too, because every Chihuahua I know is like
terrible.
And just scared and like yippy and just pees on everything.
Like a methed out homeless person.
No, Bennett is beautiful. All right. A wonderful dog.
So,
all right.
Let's jump in.
This is still season one, episode 13.
Yeah, so this is considered
after the altar,
part of the second season.
Married, single, and it's complicated.
Y'all, the big reveal at the end of last episode was the girl that Damien was going to meet is Francesca
from Too Hot to Handle. I want to say, y'all, this episode was okay. The first one was great.
Yeah.
And this one kind of was like, eh.
I think...
I was less interested in the party
I don't think they had a lot of story to tell.
I don't think so either.
That's the big secret out of all this.
I was like,
there's not a lot of story there.
Yeah. So then there's people that show up and you're like, who? Who?
Well,
don't remember you.
That and they. I don't want to spoil anything, but they didn't even really have.
I think by now everyone's watched it because y'all, it's been a fucking month and a half since this aired and we're just now.
Well, here's
getting
the
to
thing,
it,
y'all.
We got raw dog
well,
by
people,
content.
People might not know. People are maybe watching
That's
it
true.
As they go. So I won't spoil
That's
anything.
True. That's true.
For once.
I would say though, probably watch the episode 2 and 3 before you look because we watch both of
them.
Because they kind of go together more.
Watch episodes 2 and 3 before you listen before you us. List this. Well, let's just go ahead and spoil it then.
Let's do it.
Mark wasn't even there, y'all.
Exactly. Mark never shows up.
That is stupid.
That's stupid. Don't have this.
Couldn't
first.
Couldn't they have paid him?
Yes, a lot of money. Don't
I
have.
I was.
That was the biggest fail.
I was
fail.
Appalled.
Me too. When you set
I threw
up
my
the,
pad.
That's what made the first episode so good.
And y'all, I do not throw my pad lightly.
That is not true. You throw your pad all the time.
Especially at your head.
You've screamed, I want McDonald's. You throw my pad. You've screamed, why would you say
pizza? Every time I do it, it is still special.
You've screamed, why would you say pizza to me? You throw my pad. You've looked at me and said, I have to pee, and thrown your pad.
Every time means something.
No, every week you went, it's Tuesday, and you threw your pad.
It was Tuesday. I didn't like it.
So, sure.
Tuesday pissed me off.
You, God, y'all, if it's a dramatic exit or a pad, he's going to use it.
Give me a good storming out in a huff and a door slam.
So, yeah, but I agree.
The only way to leave.
Giannina, let me see that show.
Please.
Let me see that show.
She's also got a way of communicating to the camera. You know what kind of story she's going to get into.
She loses control just enough.
Yes!
But not too much.
Also, she was the star of these 3 episodes.
Yeah, I think the people that I thought were the most memorable were Gia and then Diamond.
Totally. Totally.
Like, I love Lauren and Cameron, y'all, but their story's kind of...
they boring after the
But their
the
story's
first...
kind of done. Yeah. Like, they're happily ever after. They're doing good.
And Barnett and Amber just made me not like them.
They just went from this, like, it's they're in this kind of limbo, too. And then she was talking to his parents, and,
yeah.
and their relationship feels kind of sad.
I don't know how this managed to happen, but I'm even less of an Amber fan than I was before.
Uh-oh. Be prepared for a poodle soapbox.
Well, I think, it's really gross behavior.
You forget how Amber behaves with other women. I forgot about that.
That's true.
When she's with a bunch of guys, she's great. But when
she's
with other women, it's
that's
not
shitty.
Good. No, it is. It's not good when she's with other women.
Anyway,
y'all, so it's Damien and Francesca.
Francesca is thirsty as fuck. She's had a little shaved off here, a little shaved off there.
So is Damien.
Yes, she had fillers in her eyes.
As soon as he said that, I went, oh no, Jake's going to want fillers.
I was thinking
now
about it
because
he looked so much better. Because he had
great.
So much, such big bags before.
And they're totally gone.
I want that. That's the only surgery I want. Let that be known.
That's how you start with one. And then you're like, I'll just do a little bit of Botox.
Yeah. That's why it looked like you had like a new face one time when I saw you.
Oh, it's glorious. I haven't had time.
You
resources,
still
so
you still
I
didn't take
in.
The notes I gave you, but I need to go with you.
Never
your
will. Never will.
They could just put your face on the back of your head.
No.
I think I'd enjoy that better.
Because you don't want me to look normal. You want me to look like Max Hedren, so that way you can just continue to make fun of me.
Yeah. I want to accentuate the features that are already aberrant.
Yeah, he just wants, yeah. But yep. See?
You're going to look like...
you're going to get fillers on your eyes, and then you're just going to say, just this little right here. And that's how it starts.
I want you to look like the puppet madam.
That's kind of a goal for all of us.
That's the personality I want. So they're talking about... this is... First of all, y'all, this is a clout date. This is all clout.
Yeah.
That's how it was before.
There was a picture of them. We saw the. It looked like they were holding hands. They weren't. It's just
this
she
is
was in
all
front of him.
Clout.
He was behind her.
She's chasing it. He's allowing it because he thinks. This is the thing, you guys. Damien is a fuckboy in a nice guy suit.
He is a fuckboy. I have to say.
And he fooled everyone.
I have to
he
say.
He fooled me. He
did,
fooled you.
He fooled your mom. I will say.
They fooled me, Jared.
I'm going to say this and say, Fuckboy Island has educated
me
more on fuckboys.
Me too.
I did not expect that show has changed the
I've
way I
I've learned something.
It. Yes. Good for you, Nikki Glaser. Come on our show. We reached out.
But
no one responded.
No one.
No one
talking
responded.
radio static.
Not even like when you sent the DM, you not even see where it says like scene or red, those three little nothing. Lines. Nothing.
Nothing. They left us on read or red. It was really bad. Y'all, sometimes you think you're kind of moving up in the world when you get invites to things, yeah. and then you get hit down again with a tennis racket that it's says like you don't matter.
It's like Sean Robinson. She said, yeah. I'd love to be on your podcast. I've emailed Discovery four
Crickets.
I've emailed Discovery four times.
Crickets.
Not even a response. Not even.
I kind of wear that as a badge of honor.
Discovery hates us, especially after Poodle sent them a very shameful email because they didn't drop the other way early.
I'm still pissed.
Anyway, sorry. Let's go. So, Francesca.
It was bitchy email.
It's a total clout date. And basically, Francesca's like, you should start thinking about yourself more. I think you need to think about your needs come first.
And your needs coming into me.
Exactly. That's what she's thinking of. It's so... Because do I think she's right? Do I think with y'all, with when you're with Giannina, first of all,
it's the Gigi
her
show.
Her name's Giannina. Who doesn't make it all? You know what I mean? It's her show.
However, she's got a lot to give.
But I was going to say, but she's not self-absorbed. She's more self-involved. Yeah. If that makes a sense.
No, it's life is a telenovela with Gigi.
She is very. She is very caring, though, and she loves people hard, I think.
Yeah. But remember
I love
that,
her.
Remember that scene where she was sitting up against, he was in the bedroom, and she was sitting up on that like little banquette or something like that. She's like, you know how I told you that sex with you was amazing? Yeah. Well, it's not. And I was like, this is such great reality television.
It was good. It was good. So
those are the scenes that I want to see from her.
So, I mean, again, y'all, her name's Giannina and her mom's name is Milady. It's going to be their show.
Oh, Milady.
So, y'all, that's Francesca and Damien. That's basically it.
Can my name, instead of Poodle, can we just say Milady?
My bitch. That's what it is. So, y'all.
She's talking to her mom.
She's talking to her mom. She goes over to see her, and she mom's like, "How's my other son?"
Yeah,
y'all, like their families love one another,
right?
And mom says, "What do you think? What do you think about this relationship in the future?"
She's like, "We are Latin women. That's how we are."
And that's what the mom's kind of like. It's just that he's just not because y'all he is. They come from very different backgrounds, very different,
which
backgrounds.
Can work. If you are always having very open lines of communication, and this seems like it's been a problem, I think Damien's got a lot of shit he hasn't worked out on, and he's just now starting to enter his strawberry wine, going to therapy phase.
I think, yes, and I think things like realizing he might be mad at one of his parents.
Yes, I think that's
all starting to process. Yes, I agree with that.
Being with her kind of unlocked something. And y'all,
but it's hard to be in a couple
exactly
when someone else is going through that.
You don't want to be in a relationship when someone is quote unquote discovering themselves.
Or if they are, it's just be prepared. And sometimes you can, I know some couples that have really come through on the other side better for it, but they both really worked hard on it.
It's a question of it's going to be hell because then they might discover they don't want to be with you anymore.
Yes, exactly.
And it's all on the person who's
and
not discovering
Damien
themselves.
And I think Damien might discover that.
Yep.
Because you're right. I think Damien's trying to make the transition from fuckboy to nice guy. He's still in the middle of that. Whereas before,
but the worst thing is he would never admit he's a fuckboy.
No,
he is the worst kind. You know what he is? He's like new Jared. Old Jared. He's OG Jared from FBoy Island,
but not gay.
But
I guess where I can see why you would say that, and that there seems to be a fear of being oneself.
Yes.
That's where, okay, yeah.
Yes.
I feel that with Damien, and an unsureness
of
owning his decisions.
Yeah.
And not wanting people to be upset at him. And
this he tries to be super sincere, but he doesn't know that's a load of bullshit.
Yes. And but Gia knows.
Yeah, she knows. She can do it. So
so anyway, the mom says, "Well, with Gia, she's like, well, maybe he's used to American woman," and Gia says, she says he does accept me, but I don't know. And then mom said, ironically, what happened with the whole Francesca thing? And Gia said, I trust him. She's just a friend. And Gia said, I know and believe his side of the story. Because we fought so hard and been through so much, she's like, other people are not the issue. And I went, wow. Well, that'll probably turn out well if she ever meets him.
So there's a...
Didn't go good.
There's a little bit later on where, from Damien and Francesca, she's like feeling his arms. Y'all, they're flirting and it's gross.
Yeah.
He should be ashamed of himself. Now, this is interesting.
Well, but he shouldn't, because we don't know it right now, but we find out later at the party, they're not together right now.
Right? Really?
That
did I miss that?
No, someone at, well, at least in Damien's eyes, Diamond asked Damien at the party, he came by himself. She's like, are you and Gia together right now? And he said, no.
I completely missed that.
He did say, but it's okay. But it's very vague. Gia never said that.
Right. She thinks they're together.
And this is all going to come out in the wash on the
3rd. I completely missed that.
But she did say that, yeah.
All right. But it's sounding like when he's talking to Francesca, he is making it sound to Francesca like they are kind of broken up but trying to get back together. Or
they don't know. They're in limbo.
But at the end of the same, they're still trying to figure things out.
But it's not that they're, it does seem like, it's very confusing. You can't tell if they're exclusive or not. When Francesca says that he invites her to the party, she said, how would you like to take me as a date or a friend?
It's like, hey. He pauses
and he says,
fuck boy time.
He says, friend.
Sorry. I will say, spoiler alert, they are no longer together. Gia and Damien.
Oh,
she
I kind of figured.
She said she was single.
I figured after this, yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine?
The thing with them both, too, is you've got to... Y'all, it is hard when you come from two completely different worlds and viewpoints like that. Like, they are different everything. And you can tell from online, they are different politically. They are different spiritually. They are just very different people. And that's a lot of work. And like you said, Gia knows herself and can kind of figure that out. But Damien, it's too much of a loss of identity for him when he's already changing identity.
Yeah. And he's basically... Francesca's like, we're going to get drunk. We're going to get blackout drunk. I'm like, this is gross.
I was like, she's gross.
She's no longer, that I don't she's like
a
her
fuck,
anymore.
She's a fuck girl.
She is.
You liked her before?
We kind of liked her.
We
and
did?
Yes.
I think we liked the TV that she made.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember saying like, oh, she's so sweet.
No, we never said that.
She's not like Nathan from this season or somebody who we liked.
Who's really hot.
I don't know. So we're at the Barnett's with his parents, and she's like, yeah, one time just Amber came over here with my mom, and she couldn't drive home. She made sangria, blah, blah, blah.
But I wrote, I love this, because if we remember how cold
They were
and put off his family was to her.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of gross to her.
That's true.
So it's nice to see that they've made this transition.
She comes off like a truckload of turkeys, though.
Who?
Amber.
Amber. But yes, but I mean,
I'm not defending them, but when you're meeting your new husband's family.
She was all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, it was nice to see that she had this relationship with her mom. And so, in fact, Amber and her mom sit down.
His mom.
I'm sorry. Yes. And Amber basically is saying that she had some issues, y'all. She was diagnosed with epilepsy. She had a seizure on the floor.
And she's worried about an older pregnancy.
She's ready to...
29, right? Or 29, maybe 30?
But I could see if you're 29, 30 and you were diagnosed with epilepsy or something like that...
I get it.
I would be concerned about that.
No, I get
not about
it.
My eggs, but just my getting older and
right. But she's got a good 5 years.
But you're also thinking, I would think about if I have epilepsy, how's that going to affect me when I'm 60? I don't want to have a young kid then.
Yeah.
I'd like to have my kid raised. Stuff like that, so I'm not a burden
so
to my child.
So mom is trying to be sympathetic, but
yeah, she's doing really great.
But then it just
really
goes.
Sweet.
Then we just go into all of a sudden she we're in the great. Handmaid's Tale.
Amber, really? I don't know. Where'd you get that? Oh wait,
when she said Barnett's the head of the family under his eye.
I don't like it, but that's what the Bible says.
One day he's gonna look at you and say, "Finally, I'm gonna let you have a baby."
And it's
because
kinda,
the decision is his.
And because the mom says, Amber says, you know, I just feel like everything's on is on Matt. She says his name's Matt, and they call him Matt really now. She said, I feel like everything's on Matt's time. And she said,
that's
well,
the way Jesus said it would
she's
be.
She's like, well, he is, because he's the breadwinner. Doesn't matter that it's your body and what you want to do with your body. He's the breadwinner. And
I just went,
I take this in two ways, maybe just because I've been in Oklahoma. Like, I'm very grossed out and offended by it, like 90% of me. And then the 10% of me is like, I understand why you think this is coming with her with love and support from what you're raising.
Yeah.
But guess what?
I get it, but
she's just sitting there crying, feeling like shit about herself.
And
I don't think this is helping.
And you're not helping.
This is not helping. I understand why you think you are.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Go back to... what's the place there in Hamilton? Because
y'all got to remember, like, he sold a house to pay off her student loans.
It's just fucked
mom's
up.
Mom's not right. I don't think that's fucked up. I think that's really, I think you're married because he knows. I honestly would probably think if I got married.
But how much, let's clarify, how much student loans could you have had to sell your house?
$25,000, I think.
But where did the rest of that money go?
I sold a house. I know. So I'm a little like, maybe
where'd the rest of that money go?
Maybe that's a dramatic thing. But, you know, Matt, I bet, is very, like, good about that kind of stuff. And, you know, if they're married, guess what? That's his debt now, too.
I don't like her, and I'm never going to like her.
We're going to learn that on Love After Lockup.
I'm never going to like Amber.
Ugh. So.
Trust your husband.
Trust your husband. So, y'all. It's the day, and she even says, you don't want to push something, because then if you push it, it makes trouble.
And
don't make trouble.
And that's the last thing you want, because they're just going to rebel. And, you know.
And then they'll cheat on you.
Sometimes when they're just rutting on you at night and you're trying to sleep, you're just wishing, pray to Jesus.
Harold, can I just go to, all right.
But then I think I need to please my husband.
Do.
And then I give him my womb. It's fucked, y'all.
It's fucked up.
So
it's fucked up.
It is Lauren and Cameron are
it's
touring
the day
their
of
venue,
the party, y'all.
And they have the pod couch there. Y'all, she looks gorgeous. So does he.
Yeah.
G and Jess. Jessica's here. They're getting ready for the party.
Getting ready.
They both look gorgeous.
They both look gorgeous.
I like Jess's look. I like Jessica's look.
I think Jessica looks great.
Yeah.
Jessica. I will say.
Jessica.
I think. Jessica comes off pretty well in most of all
Oh,
this,
yes.
All of this.
Oh, yes.
And so.
Boy, what a redemption.
Because Jessica has a boyfriend now. She's
what
happy.
What a redemption.
She's like, everything she's saying is very logical.
I still feel my spine tingle when she speaks, unfortunately.
Oh, have thighs and rally around. I don't think people realize
that. We didn't see her dog, though.
That's why so many people didn't like her. It wasn't what she said.
It
is.
It was her behavior,
though.
But it's
her voice, though, too.
Her voice was the personification of how she was acting.
And she did try to totally
derail Barnett's relationship.
Break up his marriage.
Yes.
They were already married, and she tried to break that shit up. Wait, were they married then?
No.
No, they were out of the pods.
Right.
That's it.
Now, that's how Amber sees it. So Jessica would
but
say.
But that is true. But that is how Amber sees it. That's all
right.
She sees it.
But Jessica would say she was flirt. Jessica would say, yeah, I flirted with him. For Amber, that is an ultimate disrespect. And Amber doesn't trust other women anyway.
She doesn't trust a woman as far as she can throw her.
Which is a mark of insecurity.
Yeah.
You guys. That's all that is.
Oh, yeah, Amber's very insecure.
But
anyway, so Jessica and Gia are getting... And again, Gia is asking her, are you nervous to see Mark in this stage of life?
I don't want to see Mark's girlfriend.
And then we don't... I thought we saw video clips of Mark in the trailer.
I
could have sworn we did.
Maybe we did.
So maybe...
Know.
But again, Gia's... Something happened. I don't think he showed up at the last minute, because why would they be... And again, but why in the edit would you show Gia and
Nina, I agree,
talking to Jessica about seeing Mark, and then we never
see
Mark?
It's poor reality show storytelling.
Because honestly, if we saw Mark, that would have been the even more than this Gia and Damon, that would have been the highlight
of
the show.
Well, think about it, you guys. The problem here, I would love to talk to a producer on this show.
He took up about conversations about Mark, took up about 30% of these last two episodes.
I agree with that.
That
and
is
we,
inexcusable.
And that is shitty reality show storytelling.
It is. It pisses me off.
Guys, that's, and also, or do like do a thing where you had the Hills finale, still one of the best reality show finales of all time, where
spoiler alert, I've never seen
where,
it.
Where don't even get me started on this. The fact that you, as a student of reality shows, you've never seen that show.
That show is 20 years ago.
It's still.
And we started our podcast 2 years ago.
So you only started watching reality shows.
Do I need to watch reality shows from 20 years ago now?
Especially seminal ones.
You're off your rocker. Keep going.
So when LC decides not to go to Kristen's wedding, that was because... Why would she do that? They made it a reason why she didn't. Mm-hmm. They could have said, they could have even pointed to, well, I guess they're like, well, I guess Mark's coming. And then they finally, there was one final guest of the evening and it wasn't Mark or something. They could have told the story better.
Yeah, they could
have. Just forgot about it.
Yeah.
Ugh. This is lazy,
they did. They
y'all.
Just forgot
it is
about
lazy and sloppy.
Yeah. It is.
And we know ain't nothing worse than a lazy, sloppy bottom.
And what, it's true. And that's the problem with some of these kind of reunions or things like this, is that, you know, Love is Blind, the main season, they want to tell a story. Mm-hmm. This, they just want people to subscribe.
Oh, there's Lauren.
They want to make money and sell three more episodes.
Oh, there's Damien.
Yeah, it was just...
So
it's really disappointing, because y'all, that first episode of this was really good.
I had high hopes.
I did too. It really just failed.
So, according to Jess has gifts for them, and
Jessica brought a gift. Yes,
about Barnett. She's like, we were cool. We were cool after the show, but like then he blocked me, and then Amber blocked
me. She said he messaged me and said it was cool, but then he blocked me, and then Amber blocked me, and she was just like, what is happening? And so Gia's like, okay, well, then what about Mark? Let's talk about all your drama. And Jessica's like, she's scared to see. I don't even want to talk about this because we don't see it.
Right.
But she's like, I don't know what the interaction is
going
to be. And so.
Although she doesn't want to see the girlfriend.
Jessica says, what about Damon? And she's like, I haven't seen him in a week. And this is what.
She's like, but you know, it's fine because like he got busy and I get busy. So it's our weeks happen like that. So she obviously thinks they're together.
But she thinks one thing, Damien thinks another. Now, I remember too, though, from history, is that sometimes Gia will downplay situations because she doesn't, I don't know if, that's kind of a flaw of her. She almost would want to craft a situation to be less serious.
Right.
Because she kind of would gloss over stuff.
I agree, but if there wasn't a we're broken up, she's still got a case.
She does a case, but I think if things were rocky, I could see her being like, you know, it just happens. Sometimes we just don't talk for a while.
Yeah,
I could see
but
her,
it doesn't mean you should bring another girl.
I'm talking about two different things. I'm just saying that I think that I'm not excusing that at all. I'm just bringing up that it shows the very difference between Gia and Damien and how they think about
and
things.
And he would assume, do you think he assumed they were broken up?
I
from how she was acting,
I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
So I was watching, what is that outside?
I don't know.
Looked like a flag being, y'all, we were both distracted.
So anyway, y'all, that's, so Jessica's hoping her gifts are peace offerings. So, okay, so Barnett and Amber are getting ready, and
she's nervous about doing something so big. And he's like
you did in Mexico.
I am sorry I was ever attracted to Barnett.
You were very attracted.
I am apologizing, and I retract it.
Even at the end when he said, maybe in 10 years we can do anal?
Not even then.
You saw that, right?
I did.
You didn't get a little attracted when he said anal?
Maybe, just a little dirty. My thing, though, is I think he is playing along to her way they should live. And this is against his... I
worry in 15 years he's going to have a revelation this is not the life he wanted.
He's going to ask her for a divorce.
I worry about that. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Because she is... It is... Even though his mom says all that stuff, but you have to wait for the man to be ready, she's going to never stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be happy.
Well, and Amber has to learn to talk about things. For instance, meaning... The problem with Amber, and this was the problem before, is that I just had a flashback because I remember us talking about this woman will hold grudges for the rest of her life. And y'all, you can't live life that way.
No.
You just can't. I mean, the fact that Barnett can't even say Jessica's name.
Next question. That's the thing. She's got her husband so afraid of mentioning a person's name. Because he knows how she will get.
Because she'll get insane. Yeah. And crazy. And the thing is, when you really love someone and you're secure, it would be like, would I want my ex-boyfriend to hang out with his ex? No. I wouldn't want them to, like, hang out all the time. But would I let him talk about if he was with someone?
Like Steven.
But, yeah, not like Steven. But would I let him mention that person and kind of bring them and recognize that he had... this past a connection right. with someone? Totally. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Maybe.
Wow.
As long as I knew where they were, I could track them.
Wow. Maybe with Amber, it's you spot it, you got it.
I would say, well, no, here's what I would say.
Okay, I can just see Poodle. You would throw your pad. Never speak his name.
Here's what I would say. I would say, we're past that. I personally would say it's small of me not to be able to talk about her.
Exactly.
It would reflect on me.
Because
it makes her seem very small.
It does.
And just venal.
And not secure in her relationship
right.
with Barnett.
She comes off as I kept saying she comes off as small. It makes her seem... just petty, just more petty than words. Oh, God.
Yeah, she needs to work through. She needs to work through a lot. Y'all, Amber's going to, if they have kids.
And
she's
marriage
gonna,
didn't do that for her.
She's going to be that kid's mom you can't stand.
Oh, yeah.
Who's always mad.
Terrible carpool mom.
Always mad at one of the other moms.
Yep. Gross.
It's not going to be good.
Y'all,
it's the party. It's even the producer.
And Rory is there. Yeah. The PA, Rory, someone got COVID.
Yep.
And Rory, the PA,
actually,
stepped in.
There wasn't even COVID when the show came.
Oh,
on.
Wow.
You forget. There was not even COVID.
Really?
COVID didn't even happen until a year later.
This was 2019. Was it?
This show was 2000.
No, this was 2020. No, it was 2019.
It's been 2 years.
No, I don't know.
Clearly.
I'm confused.
I'm telling you.
No, this was 2020. Love is Blind was 2020. You're incorrect.
Does it say when the first episode premiered?
It was like in February of 2020.
It doesn't say.
I promise you. But it was filmed the year before.
So, but there wasn't, yeah.
It was filmed the year before. That's why they're saying 2 years. Right?
Let me see.
It's in print.
What?
How do you
said, you said 2000.
It's premiered in 2000. February 2000.
Listen to what you just said.
What? We did have COVID.
No, say it again. Say the year again.
2000. 2020. Sorry. I saw 2020. No, but you were saying it was 2019.
That was redemption. Oh, my heart just grew four sizes.
You were incorrect. You said it was 2019.
So were you. You were saying 2000.
No, come on. You knew what I meant.
I did, but it was still great.
It was dumb. But.
So 2020.
Yes. So okay. We did have COVID.
But there wasn't because COVID started in.
COVID started in
January,
like,
yeah,
December
actually.
Of 19.
Oh, yeah, because someone went to fucking China.
But I'm saying,
no,
and we were.
Remember when Poodle was in China? And in the middle of the beginning of COVID, when literally he was just like driving by Wuhan, singing carols and shit.
I was never near Wuhan. The bat from Wuhan went, hey there.
Hi there.
That's awful and not really funny.
Wow.
Hey there, I'm from Wuhan.
But anyway, so continue.
Ni hao.
Wow.
I'm a bat. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
I don't know why the bat is southern.
I don't know.
So they are, everyone's there. Lauren comes in this purple dress with a train that is extra.
It's extra, but she makes it happen.
That's her, though.
It's and so
Diamond comes in with her date.
Diamond comes in with her date. The guy that we met before, that's Ebony's friend that they met at the place Ebony works at.
And y'all, we see Kelly, and I was so excited to see Kelly.
Forgot about her.
Still single because we kind of thought Kelly might have the most issues of all of them.
She left Kenny at the altar.
Yeah,
but remember y'all, because we were like, this relationship isn't gonna work.
Yeah. I hope the best for her. I kind of wish she had did a little more frizz protection from her hair.
Maybe. I don't know. She kind of went bigger with it.
But it went beachy. But you gotta fix those ends if you're going to go beachy.
Don't forget, Kenny was one of the main storylines at the end of Love is Blind.
He's so
boring. They never heard him speak in these entire two episodes.
It was mostly... There was a little bit of Lauren and Cameron, enough to let us know this was their show.
This was enough.
And Barnett and Amber. And the rest of it was Gigi and Damien.
And Diamond and Elsie.
Elsie and Mark. And
who wasn't even there.
Right. I like I said before, they didn't have a lot of story to tell here.
Elsie, we didn't get a lot of her because she...
I disagree. We did get a lot of her.
We did. I just don't remember Elsie a lot from the show.
Oh, you mean the show?
Yeah.
No, she was there. She was one of the last for Barnett, and it was her.
I forget how Love is Blind even worked. I forget, how did people get voted off?
It was her, Amber, and Jessica that were in it and Elsie was the first one cut for Barnett.
So I forget. Does he just say?
It's not you.
It's not you.
And yeah.
She just leaves.
Yeah. I think that's how it worked.
Golly, remember when they walk out and see each other for the first time?
But then it was down to Jessica and Amber.
And Amber.
Yeah. And we know how that went.
When in actuality, we all kind of realized now Barnett should have chose Elsie.
And then it was down
to Elsie and Amber have a relationship at all?
No. Did you see that fight?
I mean, you see them talk, but I'm like,
no, they hate each other because Amber still sees her as competition, and it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's where that
she's
comes.
Despicable, y'all.
I don't think she's despicable. I think she's just really.
You were Team Amber.
Yeah. No, there's parts of her I really like. I think I hold both of those. There's some things I really like about her, and I think she's a good person. I think she's just. So insecure, when she gets around other women, she reverts to these horrible patterns.
So as a reality show person, though, you have to be
able
to...
She's great reality
TV. Have to be able to root for them. So do you put her in the heroes / people we root for or villains?
She's almost kind of like an anti-hero. No, because there's...
I get you, but can you just say it's either... I don't know what's going on.
Sorry, y'all, if you're hearing bumping, y'all, the neighbor's moving.
I don't think in reality shows they have those a lot. So
no, I agree with that.
So I would. So you're definitely she's the villain of this.
But it's weird though. Who did you want? I feel like she's the one we wanted Barnett to be with.
Yes, because she was. They. That's a different kind of show. This is a competition. This is a Hill style reality show.
It is, but you still. It's weird when you watch. That's what's so weird that this came. This is why I think kind of makes this weird because it's. What is this show? Is it Hill style or is because we're still carrying around?
There's no competition, so it is.
But let me finish, please. We're carrying around though the competition,
right?
That is still a lot of those emotions and things that happen there are still present in this.
But there's no storytelling that's going to tell us who's the winner or something like that. That's what I'm saying.
There's not. So it's just So I don't know.
Editing told you she was a villain.
In this episode?
Next episode, which we'll talk about. This episode, no.
It did, but then it does. They do. I feel like sometimes they don't know what to do with Amber and Barnett.
Well.
Because they have these really weird, uncomfortable situations, and
gross.
Then they cut to them acting like they're all lovey. It makes no sense.
That is how you have to do because they're your leads now.
Yeah, so it's like they don't know what, like, we don't, anyway.
They're leads, so they have to do that anyway. But anybody else, they know people at home are going to say, she's not in the category I want to root for. That's why I think it was weird to have her try to humanize her with that baby thing and how she behaved the rest of the show. It was weird editing.
It was weird editing.
So
Diamond's there with Rumil, and she's like, bless her heart, Diamond. She's like, I'm here with my man. And I went, oh, well, maybe this is going to turn out good for Diamond.
No.
We're going to find out that. Damien shows up, and that's when she says, are you guys, she says, I wrote it down, are you guys separate? And he says, yeah.
I completely missed that.
And so Kelly shows up. She's gorgeous. And then Gia and Jessica show up. And Gia says, I'm excited to celebrate love tonight. We should be celebrating. And her and Damien give each other a hug. And Damien has this. This is what you talked about this before on their season. Y'all, I think they both are, but he especially, he talks about how he is so drawn to her because she is so different than anyone he
gross.
Would ever date.
Just fuckboy words.
And so he says, I forgot the way I love her. And you're kind of thinking, okay, well, maybe this is going to go a little bit better. And so, anyway.
Until Francesca shows up.
We're going to pause things and talk about what the fuck was up with Francesca's outfit.
She looked like a fly girl.
A fly girl. But
a less classy one.
but yet then also like an extra for like, when the Brady, not in the real life, but like when the Brady Bunch family went on tour in the 60s and 70s and they were all wearing like bell bottoms. She was like this weird, but like a fly girl from like the 60s.
I guess.
And that fake fur,
she looked horrible. Hoochie.
It was like supposed to be, I guess, like street, but it looked bad.
But like she knew. If she got an invitation, she knew it would have been formal. This is not formal.
No. This looked like she's going to a club.
This looked like she was going to a club.
Yeah.
I was livid when I saw how she was dressed.
It was horrible.
Yeah. I have no idea what that is. Something's hanging from her window. We're going to shut up now. Who cares?
Maybe she's cleaning something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Boy.
She should have screens.
No one gives a shit. So, y'all, Francesca's meeting everyone. Gia does not look pleased. Diamond is so funny.
She's dying.
Diamond's like, oh, my gosh.
Who comes in here trying to do this?
And she's like, I had to move away. She's all talking and kind of starting to, like, ask
the
people,
girls
like,
are, like, framing Giannina and
yes, protecting
just, like,
her.
Yeah.
And,
like,
and
you
Lauren,
look so good tonight. You look so good.
And Lauren even says, if I was Giannina, I would be feeling some type of way right now.
She would have punched that girl.
It's true. And so, and Diamond's like, I'll call it what it is. Fucked up.
So there, at one point, the camera has them right beside each other, and it's cringe. And anyway, so there, Kelly and Jess are talking, and she's like, I just really want to go over there and say hi. I want to go. It's just the easiest break.
Well, maybe she could say hi to them. And then that's when we find out Diamond says, I'm not surprised, but Mark isn't coming.
It is in this episode where they fight with
them.
That's how it ends. Elsie is talking about Mark, and Mark was dating her. Now, we saw this in the last episode where Mark was seeing Elsie for 6 weeks.
And she explains it. She says, we didn't hit it off initially, but he slid in my DMs. We were not exclusive. We weren't exclusive, but she says... And she kind of explains this to Amber.
He kept saying, I'm not that
kind
of guy.
She's like, I've been super protective because of COVID. Because
she has asthma.
I have asthma. So I was trying to be exclusive. Mark said he was fine with that as well. And then he totally just ghosted her and was lying to her for 6 weeks.
And he ghosted her and was also going back to Chicago and fucking other people. And what Diamond says of the outtakes.
And then...
was it Carlton?
Carlton says that.
Why was that girl on here at the end?
Because Lauren Heaney falling out.
I know, but why'd they let him talk?
Because he had tea. Yeah, but he doesn't show up, y'all, because he was such a asshole
piece
to Lauren.
Shit.
So...
Don't come for Lauren.
And so... Diamond and Elsie are sitting down, and Amber comes and sits by them, and they're talking about it, and Amber says, so I guess we know now that, of course, because I guess they're friends with Mark in real life still.
Yeah, because it seems like they chose him, which is...
Well, it makes sense. Amber wants to be with somebody who can't stand Jessica.
Right.
Because Mark and Jessica had a bad breakup.
Right.
So she wants...
Amber's friends are her enemy's enemies.
Yes. And so Amber says, I understand why he's not here. He's being supportive to his pregnant girlfriend. And
she said, and then she's like, you know.
And Diamond's like, you don't think Elsie needs an apology? And Amber says, I don't think you do.
I don't think you deserve one. Now, here's the thing. You can say a lot of things, but she immediately just gets stone-faced.
Her energy completely becomes
because she hates Elsie. Because Elsie competed with her for Barnett.
I agree.
And y'all, this was hard to watch.
She like totally changed.
This
it was scary.
Cruelty of was some cruelty. Women towards other women that we see in life. This was a prime example, and it's horrible.
And I think that's why Diamond got so aggravated.
Yes,
because
she's like, how can you not? How can you? This is someone you were with, too. This is someone who you were in the pods with.
Yeah.
Who was a similar position as you.
Yeah.
You've been fucked over by women.
Yes.
By men.
Yes.
And Amber kept saying, I wrote this down. She's like, we all took the risk of COVID. We all took the risk of COVID. We were married at the time. So we're married.
And she was acting like, and Diamond says, wait, why if you only think the missus is the title you need to be exclusive? Ugh. She's like, people can be exclusive and not be married. But Amber's like, if you're not married, then how do you know? You're all adults.
You're grown up. You should have known better.
That's like really horrible.
I was
that when she said you should have known better,
appalled.
I was like, that's horrible. Horrible.
Ugh.
Y'all, there's a reason why we've never seen Amber's parents.
That's true. We haven't. Weren't they at the wedding? Maybe they were. I don't know.
Her relationship's not good with them.
I
that right now.
I've since all the way back in the pods, there's
she
been
said,
something
you,
for
you're
me.
You're grown. You should know. Plan the worst.
There's been something
but
for me.
But that tells you her ideology. Ugh. She's saying plan the worst. She doesn't trust anyone. She doesn't even trust her
and
husband.
She said, Mark has a whole new life now.
She doesn't trust her husband of 2 years.
Even. No, not at all.
And Amber is kind of I understand her in that she's that type of person who probably had trauma in her life. And instead of dealing with it, it was like, forget it, move on, put it in the box, it's done. And that's what she's doing to Barnett. Jess, done, she's done.
Never
talk
to her again.
Put you in a box, and that's never going to hurt us again. It's never going to bother us again. And y'all, that is a bad way to live life.
Ugh.
Because guess what? As Poodle can attest, the box always gets opened.
Sooner or later, we're going to open that box. That's it for this episode.
That's it.
Yeah. And boy.
Yeah,
left a bad taste in my mouth.
It was just, you're right. It was shocking. Yeah. Shocking. So,
I knew she had it in her. It's awful.
It was awful. All right. Well, we're going to jump into episode 14. So, but we're going to do that on another show. So be sure to jump into we've dumped them both now. So you can literally just binge it. You can binge us.
I love a good binge.
Y'all, if you haven't, I don't know at the time you're listening to this, we probably are going to be sold out, but if you haven't,
we're doing a live show in Los Angeles.
November 14th. It's out November 14th at Dynasty Typewriter. So be sure to do that now. We appreciate y'all so much. Thank you for being patient with us. We got raw dog by content. So we're kind of.
F-Boy Island. Damn you.
We're kind of catching up now, y'all. So but we appreciate you so much. And again, I don't remember the sign off. Oh, yes. But I think, isn't it just.
I don't know.
I think it was something we just said. And y'all remember, love is blind. That was a bad sign off.
Is love blind?
Oh, my gosh. Nick Lachey's not even here.
We never missed him or Vanessa.
We totally forgot about Nick and Vanessa.
How could they not even make an appearance?
Why would they not include them?
Maybe they're not involved anymore.
I bet they're not going to be on the second season. It's going to be all docu-style.
But I'm saying maybe they sold production. Why would they do that, though?
This was a real... They dropped a lot of balls.
Let's go on to the next one.
All right.